Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. I guess it's kind of been a while since I've been here on a Monday. But we got a lot to get into here today. Raw is tonight. We got four matches announced for the show. NXT tomorrow, three matches announced for that show. Dynamite on Wednesday. Five segments announced for Dynamite. So a lot of stuff going on over the next couple of days, and of course it was a busy weekend as well. SmackDown, the SmackDown after WrestleMania. We had some debuts, we had some call-ups, had some angles shot. We had the Collision show on Saturday night, a TNA pay-per-view on Sunday, which included a lot of NXT TNA crossover moments. They had teased a big WWE star at the show. And I believe they claimed this person had a tour bus. But it ended up being Trick Williams, who I did not know had a tour bus. But I guess maybe he did. We had the Stardom All-Star Grand Queendom 2025 show. 7,500 fans there to see the Tam Nakano loser must retire match for the World of Stardom title. And she is done. So we'll talk about that. We've got a special show today. The old three-man booth, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. They'll have a lot to say about Stardom as well. And a lot of other news. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. And I'm F4WOnline on Threads, F4WOnline on Instagram, and on Cameo, F4WOnline at $10 cameos, which after this past month, I think are going to be permanent. Grab your Cameo today. Back in a moment with more of Observer Live.
Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. And old filthy Tom Lawler is here. We got a lot to talk about today. And I done got set off, but I'm not gonna fight. Not going to fight today, so we'll just talk about other stuff for a while.
Oh, no. What's that?
No,
you all?
I'm not doing it right now. We got
already?
Bigger things to talk about. Like, Tom, I hear you're what are you? Now that you've teamed with all...
He's filthy.
I mean, are you part of the Bullet Club? Like, what are you now? You teamed and faced Haku! King Haku this weekend.
Yes, I did. At AIW Wrestling Saturday night in Akron, Ohio, I was set to face King Haku. We were going to find out who the toughest man in wrestling history really is. And I got in there with him, and unfortunately, some scrubs, Tyson Riggs.
What do you mean, unfortunately? This sounds like fortunately.
Well, it was pretty cool, too. But after about a minute, we were interrupted, and we were challenged. They said, you know what the guy said? He said, "Who booked Suzuki Butterbean 2?
Wow. Wow.
If you guys should take me and my partner on if you're man enough. And me and King Haku were like, oh, boy, are we ever.
See, so who booked this?
John Thorne.
John Thorne?
Yes, of AIW Wrestling.
AIW, John, listen, if you're listening to me, you made a big mistake, brother. Because, like, When they said that who booked Butterbean versus Suzuki 2, and then they challenged Haku and Filthy Tom to a match, under no circumstances should that have happened the same night. That should have been booked for the next show in the main event. I literally would have bought a ticket. I would have flown there to watch it. Like, God.
Well, Haku and I beat up, took out, destroyed, decimated, annihilated Tyson Riggs and Kaplan. Once again, Kaplan falls at the hands
of Tom Lawler.
Yes. And then King Haku and I put up the fingers. We gave each other the too sweet to signify that not only is NWO for life, so is the Bullet Club. And then I threw up the one.
Wow.
So there we go.
Golly, that's a lot
of
units.
Got it to three factions in one night.
Yeah.
And all, well, the one was for Jimmy Hart's first family.
Oh, is that what
that
was for?
First family.
I got it. Wow.
I got in all four.
Okay. You and Chick Donovan.
How about that? All right. Well, I wish I'd been there for that, Tom. I wish I'd been there. But, you know, you and I, man, we got a big date coming up for a podcast with Kurt Angle, don't we?
Yeah. Live show with Kurt Angle, Spokane, Washington, at the Northern Quest Casino, May 17th, I believe, just 2 days after my upcoming 42nd birthday.
Wow.
What a better way to spend it than hanging out with Brian Alvarez, the esteemed Brian Alvarez.
Esteemed, yes.
And gold medalist who won it with a broken freaking neck, Kurt Angle.
I know. Can you believe
it? It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. Wow. Well, anyway, that sounds really exciting. And we do have to talk about, since I know Mike, of course, has a big audio nightmare. Tom is on the stardom beat. We got to talk about the end of the career.
I don't think you can say that.
Well, we haven't for a while, but for a while we did. The end of Tam Nakano's career, Tom.
Yes. Sad, I guess. I mean, these Joshis seem to have a shorter lifespan as far as their in-ring time goes than most of the other styles and competitors around the world. So it's not, you know, uncharacteristic for somebody to go out while they're relatively at the top. But, you know, Tam Nakano's been around for a while, and, you know, now's the time. Now's the time for her to leave. She's retired. But, I mean, she's not the only person gone from stardom.
Oh, there's a lot. Man.
Oh, there's a lot. So, I mean, Tam Nakano, sure, she's gone from the wrestling world. But stardom also fired the toxic spider Thekla.
Yeah.
And then...
who's going to be doing some dates in America.
And then also, it was announced, Mayu Iwatani, who fell to Shuri, the greatest female wrestler of all time, lost the IWGP women's title to her, and now will be departing stardom as well. She's been there since the very first show in, boy, can we fact check this, 2011, maybe? And now she'll be gone.
Mikey, that's...
it's an end of an era in a lot of ways. It's going to be interesting to see what Mayu Iwatani does. Obviously, she's got a relationship with Rossi Ogawa in the Marigold promotion, but it's going to be interesting to see if she has gotten olive branches extended from the United States. There's been talk about her following Kairi Sane and Io Shirai to WWE, AEW. I would be... sure would have some interest in her as well. The most interesting name to me, though, is Thekla, because no offense to the other women, but she's got a lot less miles on her career right now. She's got a unique style, a unique look, and probably is somebody who is going to be in demand down the line if these indie dates go well here in the States, that AEW and WWE wouldn't be looking at her because she seems perfect for them.
You know, last night Dave said that Mayu Iwatani might end up in WWE or AEW, and a lot of people got mad. I don't think it's going to be Marigold. It could be Marigold. It could. But you know what? WWE and AEW are paying a lot of money right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money. And and they would both want her. And I do not think that that is out of the question at all.
Brian, if I were a company trying to make inroads into other areas, like it seems like WWE is willing to do at this point, you know, they've already worked with Marigold in the past. So, you know, would it really be out of character for Mayu Iwatani to be working for WWE, but also be on these big Marigold shows? And
sure,
the same could be said for Thekla. Thekla is, oh boy, Hungarian, maybe? She's from somewhere in Europe. I probably screwed that one up. But I got the stardom debut date right, so maybe I did on that one as well.
She's
but,
from Bad Acetan is where she's from.
Mike, that's not a real place. I know there's a lot of former Eastern Bloc countries with bizarre names, but that is not a real place. She's European of some nature, okay?
You're an idiot.
Thank you, though.
God.
I know. What a doofus.
Of all
Mike
the
is.
Times to be a Sorry. Stickler for facts. God.
Sorry to throw you off. Good start today, guys.
Tom, you don't even know where she's from. You guessed.
She's from Europe.
God. Anyway, what's your point?
Well, they're trying to get into Europe as well.
Well, sure.
Okay. Austrian. Sorry.
Austrian. God.
I had Gunther. They used to be the same country. My bad.
Yeah. Sports says Mayu has mentioned in the past she dealt with homesickness in the past when she visited the U.S. Well, I'm sure she did. But, you know, you mentioned Austria. You know who else is from Austria? Gunther. And for years when he was Walter, he also was homesick and said he would never move. And then one day he did. And that was the end of that. So things change, guys. Things change. We shall see where everybody ends up. But do not rule anything out, especially now with, like, you know, both AEW and WWE. I mean, they're heavy in recruiting mode and they got a lot of money. So, yeah.
Gonna be a lot of disappointed Japanese wrestling fans, and I'm sure Adam and I, when we do the big audio nightmare tomorrow and talk about this, I brought this up before about guys coming over here where, you know, it feels like Japanese baseball and American baseball now, because America can pay so much to such a ridiculous degree that there's gonna be a lot of people who end up leaving New Japan and all of these other promotions maybe a lot earlier than their fans really want them to, but you got to take the opportunities when they're there.
Hey, we're on our way to the break, but did you hear Mina Shirakawa's now with AEW?
Yeah.
Got her debut on Ring of Honor. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Trying to hold in my frustration.
All right, give me at least a genre of what has ticked
it's
you
AW.
Off.
It's AW. But I'm moving on here. I don't want to get in this fight. It's a waste of my time. It makes people mad. So, what else do we got? Hey, Raw is tonight. Rhea Ripley versus Roxanne Perez. We got Seth, Paul, and Braun Breaker appearing as part of their new faction. Pat McAfee will address the attack by Gunther, which I presume sets up a match. And Becky Lynch will address the attack on Lyra Valkyra, as I like to call her. That's coming up tonight. And then tomorrow is NXT with Ricky Saints versus Lexus King for the North American title. Hank and Tank versus Briggs and Inamura, which actually should be quite a slobber knocker. That's for the tag team titles. And Tony D and Stax have a face-to-face.
I hope Hank and Tank are ready, because they're going to get hit really hard.
Oh, they're ready. You don't think they're going to hit? They're going to
hit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what doesn't hit, according to Stax, and that's Tony D's mom's risotto.
Oh. That's fighting words.
Dynamite Wednesday has got Hangman Page versus Kyle Fletcher in the Owen Hart Foundation Tournament semifinals, which should be great. We got, every time I read this all-star eight-man tag, I immediately think of, like, 1989 Survivor Series. We got Kenny Omega, Speedball, Mark Briscoe, and Kevin Knight against the Young Bucks, Okada, and Ricochet.
If we had to give these teams names, what would they be?
I don't know. I have to think about that for a while.
Omega's Onslaught against, you know.
The Bucks versus the Speedballs? I don't know. Tony Storm will issue a title eliminator open challenge. I can't imagine who might accept that. Hurt Syndicate will appear live and MJF will appear live. Probably together, but they've listed that as two different segments. So that's the lineup for the next couple of days there.
That's what's ticked you off, huh?
Well, no, it's nothing like that.
Okay.
It's people arguing with me about common sense, okay? I'm trying not to lose it here. God.
All right.
I'm trying to just, like, talk about something else so I forget about it.
Okay, move on then.
Rey Mysterio's surgery to repair the injury that forced him to miss Mania 41. So I thought it was his groin. It was actually his abductor, which is near your groin, I've been told. So he tore it. He's going to be out for a while. It was when he got yanked out of the ring, just a normal bump, nothing weird about it, and hurt himself. And by the way, I don't really have an update on Leon Slater. Have you guys watched the TNA pay-per-view last night?
Good Lord.
Lord.
This guy did a senton 450 onto about six guys. Didn't hit one, not one of them. And splatted on the ground. I thought he was deader than a doornail. And he got right back up and kept working. But the impression that I got is he definitely woke up sore.
I guess
to put it mildly.
Well, we now know why AJ Francis played defensive line at the University of Maryland instead of at tight end, because he's the biggest guy in the middle of that pile of men who was supposed to catch him. And oops, a little 7-10 split there. I'm going to ask both of you, because Brian, I know you have kind of pushed back against this in the past, but dives from a certain height, especially coming down doing 450s on top of somebody. Cody Hall, Scott Hall's son, did get injured while he was working with All Japan, I believe that it was, when somebody did a dive and he was in the wrong position. But at some point, I mean, aren't you putting guys' necks and backs on the line way too much, because one slip of somebody trying to get up to help you catch somebody and they push you over?
Okay, listen. I'll explain this.
Tell me why this is not insane.
Well, I'll tell you, it is insane. But I spent too much time on Brian and Vinny last night because I was formulating these things in my head. I have a much easier way to explain it now, okay?
All right.
If you're jumping off something high, okay, where there's an added danger to it because of the height, all right, you cannot do a vertical dive onto people standing vertically, okay? Because what happens is it's just like, you know, whatever. Now I'm making a difference.
Too much centrifugal force.
No, it's you're facing the same direction that everyone else is facing, so you can just slide right through them. It happens on moonsaults. It happens on acais. It happens on anytime where you're rotating on the vertical plane and people are standing vertically, you can miss them. If you want to jump off something really high, you need to dive horizontally onto people standing vertically. Then it's impossible to not catch you, okay? Like, there was a dive last night when it was in that the street fight. And who was it? I got all my notes right here. It was Mustafa Ali went up onto, like, the second level, and he dove off onto Mike Santana and a bunch of Ali's seconds, okay? Well, he did a high cross. And so, like, everybody caught him to the point where nobody budged when they caught him. And then they all had to fall down, and it was silly, but it was safe. So going, like, vertically onto vertical dudes 15 feet in the air, I mean, it's too dangerous. He should have done a high cross or, like, a tornillo, a vertical tornillo, or something where, like, you can't not be caught. But, like, Charlotte does the moonsault off the post. You know, people miss her. Hangman.
Well, I mean, more than ever now, people hit that moonsault and split people.
Well, they land, like, on their feet now their feet. Yeah. Because they know they're not going to be caught right. Because it's really hard to catch that way. So, anyway.
Well, also, the angle he was going at was not conducive to catching anybody.
No.
And staying safe.
No.
As wasn't. Well. You know, like, if you're jumping off of a structure, you're not going straight down. You're usually running and jumping. You know what I mean? So you're clearing a greater distance. So you're not coming at somebody from the top, at the top of their head. You're coming at them where you could see the person. You know, this was just dangerous on all accounts.
Yeah, the easiest catch
which makes it sick.
Yeah, the easiest catch is when you and your opponent are at 90-degree angles. So you're vertical, they come at you horizontally. Or you're horizontal and they come at you vertically or whatever. You never see a splash where, like, one guy's feet are facing the turnbuckles and then you jump off and you squish him like this. You would never see that. Be stupid.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away, but a lot of times if I'm going to catch somebody on a moonsault, I'll ask this person, where do you want me to be? Do you want me to catch you or do you want me to, like, shoot underneath you? So that you land over the top of me and, like, smack on my shoulders. And it seems as if nowadays that's the preferred method because people cannot, you know, you can't rely on somebody else to catch you.
Well, think about what the old moonsault even used to be. It used to be you would stand facing away from your opponent. And when you jumped, you would kind of, like, you know, if they were going to catch you standing, you would jump and twist and it would kind of be like a high cross. It wasn't, and if you were going to do it onto the mat, it would be, you know, you would do it normal and they would be horizontal to you. But it's recent where it's like, I'm going to do a moonsault and you're going to catch me standing, but I'm going to still come at you vertically. So all you see are knees. There's knees flying at your face and, you know, you just get the heck out of the way and then they crash. So anyway, how do we even get into that?
Oh,
Leon Slater. Leon Slater was hurting this morning. God, that's why it's nice to be 20. It's Brian wrong. Danielson is not 20. He's 43. And he was asked about wrestling again, and he said, no inclination, no desire. He said, 6 months leading my last match were so hard. My neck was so bad. There's things I couldn't do. He said one of his final matches was Okada on October 2nd, Dynamite. The rules were Okada's Continental Championship was on the line for just the first 20 minutes. He said, the story should be, I'm pushing, 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 trying to get the fall down in the first 20 minutes, but my legs couldn't do it. So that was the point where I was like, I'm not physically able to do some of the things I should, that the story requires me to do. He has not gotten neck surgery. He's trying stem cells. He still may need surgery, but he wants to avoid it. So I would not be expecting a lot of Bryan Danielson matches down the road here. What about you, Tom? What about you and, like, stem cells or something? You're very crooked.
What do you mean? More physically, mentally, emotionally?
You're a little crooked in a lot of ways, but I mean, golly, when we were hanging out in Vegas, I was like, this guy looks like he's hurting.
He needs to go. What's the person you go to? It's not a chiropractor.
The witch doctor.
Yeah.
Well, he should start with just a chiropractor and just try to, like, get straight. And then
I've seen the witch doctor before.
No, you haven't. He'd take one look at you and he'd be like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Do you have one of those? Oh, yeah, you did show me. You showed me your kid's thing outside where you hang upside down.
Yeah.
Do you have the stretcher gimmick, the old back stretching gimmick?
He kind of hangs upside down by his legs. Right?
I got it all. Yeah.
Does it help?
I don't think anybody wants to hear about this.
You mean you don't want to talk about it?
That as well, yeah.
Okay. Just trying to help. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff are allegedly reuniting for a new project with a mystery third man. Why did I start this at this point? I could talk about this for hours.
Really?
Okay, first off, it's probably like a podcast or something. There's no way they're trying to start a wrestling promotion. Like, it's just, number one, you know, come on. Hogan and Bischoff starting a wrestling promotion? The very idea is preposterous. But, I mean, even if they had Vince McMahon along with them and he had all this money, it's like, where are you going to get talent? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of the best talent, for the most part, is, like, signed somewhere. And, like, if you're not signed to one of those two places, why would you go with Hogan and Eric and not, you know, wait for one of those other two places? Whatever. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike. Here on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Oh, I see what happened. Yeah. Dom doesn't want me to make any mention of anything, so I won't. All right, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez.
A lot of mysteries here today, huh?
Mike Sempervivi. There's always. What's the mystery?
Well, people don't want to talk about anything, do they?
No, I want to talk about some stuff, but I'm not gonna. Maybe later this week. You know what it is?
Go ahead.
You know what it is? It's like I really want AEW to succeed. And like I see these things that happen all the time, and like they're little things that add up. But I always bang heads with these absolute hardcore AEW fans who want like nothing to change. Like everything is fine and everything is good. And why do we need, this is a big one, why do we need video packages? It's okay for the announcer to just say something. I don't want video packages. I don't want to be hammered. That's just like, God, come on, man. Like, this is basic common sense business to like have video packages on all your shows in case people missed it, okay? I know you who are arguing with me never misses a show. I know you who are arguing with me, if you do miss a show, you find some way to go back and, okay, that's not everybody, and that's not even most people. Do you understand? This guy today, now I'm off! He says to me, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. As I was arguing about why we needed video packages for, like, you know, Roppongi Vice, apparently, like, they reunited and turned heel, and, like, I missed one show. I have no idea what's going on. And he says, for God's sake, use your TV time to reward your viewers who are watching, not to catch up the people who may have missed the show because it was WrestleMania week. Okay, bro.
Come on.
Listen, first off, that's passive-aggressive behavior, okay? So the promotion is supposed to be like, oh, you skipped our show for another show. Well, screw you. We're not gonna tell you what happened. You know, you should have watched our show. That to me as a fan makes me feel like, dude, really? Like, there was a lot of shows that weekend. I had other stuff. I'm not cheating on you. There's other stuff that I had to watch, dude. Like, if the angle's important, like, do a replay or whatever. And then the other thing is, here's the thing about, yes, you should reward your fans. You should, you know, your loyal fans are loyal fans and everything like that. But let me tell you, this isn't wrestling, guys. This is business, okay? You own a business, and X number of customers visit your business regularly, okay? They're regular customers, okay? No matter how well you treat them, if you have 500 customers, okay, regular customers, over the course of 5 years, you will not have those same 500 customers anymore, okay? Some of them are going to die. Some of them are going to move. Some of them, no matter how loyal they are, they're going to find another store nearby. And so no matter what business you have, no matter how many customers or clients or whatever you have, you will always slowly be losing them. And if you do not replace them with new customers, you will go out of business. You will slowly trickle down and your business will die. There's one at the bottom of the hill. It's called Rite Aid, okay? The same people have been going to this Rite Aid for 75 years. I wandered in there the other day. There's no one there under the age of 75. They're all the same old people. Rite Aid is not getting new young people to go to their store. And you know what? The store will remain in business until, tragically, those people die, and then they will have no other customers, okay? I don't care how much you like AEW. You are slowly going to lose viewers. And if you don't replace them with new viewers, the show will trickle into death, okay? Now, how do you get new viewers to watch the show? Well, if they miss a show, you help bring them up to speed. If they miss an angle, you help bring them up to speed. You don't punish them for missing a show. You don't say, you know what, you should have watched over Mania Weekend, or you should have flown home on Tuesday and found a way to watch Collision so you know what happens. You don't act passive-aggressive to the people who are not the die-hard fans. Yes, if you're a hardcore fan, you can, like, give them a little extra or whatever, you know, treat them right, but you must create a new audience. You must presume every show your goal is to create a new fan. That's it. Why is this even an argument? There's a reason that WWE now is significantly larger than they were in 2019. They didn't just please the fans they had in 2019. In 2019, they were losing fans hand over fist. So they found a way to not only replace the fans that they lost, but also create new fans on top of that. So if they had 1,000 fans, I'm just using an easy number, and they've lost 500 of them over the last 6 years, they not only have got 500 new fans to replace those people, but they've created another 500 new fans on top of that because now they have 1,500 fans, okay? So how did they do that? Well, every show, you're led by the hand because you may be a new viewer on any given day. I miss a show here and there. Like, I think I missed last week's NXT. I think. I missed a show, but, like, I have no question what's going on because they told me everything when I tuned in on the next show. Unlike AEW, where oftentimes I miss one show. Not even Dynamite, a Collision. I miss one show, and the next time I watch the show, I'm like, Trent's back? He's a heel? No, it's not enough to say Trent and Rocky reunited on... They did? I even asked Dave. I said, what happened? He goes, they got involved in a match afterwards. I was like, against who? He goes, I don't remember. It was against... He's like trying to remember what happened! They could have just showed us what happened. Unless it's not important, in which case, don't. Okay? But I'd like to think that Roppongi Vice reuniting and Trent coming back and being healthy enough to wrestle and him and Rocky turning heel and being a new tag team now, I like to think that's important. So, like, show me what happened if I missed the show. I just feel like I argue the same thing over and over and I'm just, like, pushed back on. No, we don't need recaps. No, we don't need recaps. It's up to the fans. It's up to the fans to figure out what's going on. It's up to the fans to, like, what is going on with Jeff Jarrett and the Oddities? I don't have any idea. I have to make it up in my head. What's happening here?
That doesn't seem ideal. And you know what? Rocky and Trent are back together. They're Roppongi Vice. Maybe you ought to explain that to everybody who is.
Yeah, you know how many people have never even heard of Roppongi Vice? A lot!
Look, Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada, for a lot of people who never saw Kazuchika Okada in New Japan, they cannot look at him in his AEW form and get the fact that he was one of the great wrestlers, of all time. And frankly, Omega and Okada together in New Japan did amazing things. Like, you may need to explain this backstory a lot more. Otherwise, it's just this guy who is a complete cartoon who drops... you know, the B word constantly. It's like, you know, okay, yeah, his reputation's there. Start showing video packages. Start hyping this thing up. It's supposed to be one of the cornerstones of your WrestleMania show coming up, and Okada is still playing goofball with Hangman Page. I mean, that's something you got to drive home to people that don't know about their story to try to make them care about it.
See, I watched that TNA PLE. I went live over WrestleMania weekend. Went to TNA. I had a good time. I had a fun time. The next day, Joe Hendry shows up at WrestleMania, and whatever you think about the whole thing, it's like, wow, you know, there's a TNA world champion on WrestleMania. And so, like, this week, over the weekend, you know, me, Vinny, and Craig, all of us were like, man, let's watch that TNA pay-per-view, okay? I don't know what's going on. I don't watch TNA, okay? So, like, I watched the pay-per-view, and I will say, they did a pretty good job. But as a first-time viewer, there were things where it's like, who is this woman running in and why? And then, like, they, like, the best they did was they threw her name out. And I was like, that doesn't help. Who is she? Why is she interfering? And then, you know, they kind of explained it there at the end. But, like, they had video packages for all the matches. And I would say, you know, I largely was kind of brought up to speed by how they did things on the pay-per-view. But they could have done better. And, yes, as a fan, it does irritate me when WWE presumes they have a new audience and Michael Cole goes into Michael Cole mode where he has to over-explain everything. But you know what? If I'm really a fan of WWE, then I will accept that because the point of it is to create new fans and grow the product and the business. So I can watch a show and see 17,000 people there going haywire for everything that's going on. It's worth it to me as a fan to suffer a little bit with something that I find a little irritating if it's for the good of the entire company. And it's the same thing with AEW and TNA and everyone else. Yes, you may not like recaps. That's fine. But do you like AEW? Because if you're a fan, you should accept those because there's a reason for them. And it's called growing your business. Golly. I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry,
Tom. It needed to be said. It needed to be said, boss. These people need to know.
Enough said.
How'd you like SmackDown, Tom? You're our SmackDown reviewer.
I thought it was a really good show. I mean, that main event, 5 stars if you ask me.
That was pretty awesome.
Fantastic.
Ladder matches, yes.
The TLC match between the Street Profits, DIY, and Motor City Machine Guns. Off the charts. And
no commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I watched it, start to finish. And it was fantastic, like I said. But it wasn't overly dangerous. You know what I mean? Sometimes some of these matches rely on stuff that is just so over the top and violent. And this was not one of those. This was creative. It hit all the right spots at the right times. And I think it's, one of the best tag matches of the year. You don't think it's up, Brian, is this up there with your vaunted speed jet taking on the Young Bucks from last week?
Oh,
two of the best
God.
Tag matches of the year in 1 week.
Oh, it's like, who's the speed jet? I got it. Yeah, that was a great match, that Young Bucks match. But you know what? You know, there was one difference between the Young Bucks match and that TLC match. I like the AEW commentary team a lot, but holy smokes, this Joe Tessitore.
I told you.
Bro.
I told you.
Hey, listen, people think I won't admit I was wrong. Man, I was wrong, dude. I thought, oh my God, here we are bringing another guy from outside of wrestling. He has a sports background. They've done this countless times. They come and go. It's like, you know, but this guy is not only great, but he is the best commentator in WWE. He's better than Wade Barrett. I mean, he's better than everybody. He's better than Corey Graves. I know people love Corey Graves. Joe Tessitore is the best commentator in all of WWE. He is freaking awesome. He's miles better than Michael Cole. He's just great. Jiminy Christmas.
You know, is this the strongest commentary team they've had?
I think top to bottom.
Definitely in a long time, I would say. But
when your bench is essentially Corey Graves in NXT, who is fantastic at what he does, I mean, you know, you see where they're at.
Yeah, he's something else, dude. And there's like no bad commentators. Some people will say Booker T. But
no,
like he entertains me. Yes. He's not the sole commentator. He's color commentary. What's color commentary supposed to be? Bring some color to the show. I got a guy calling all the moves and everything like that and telling the stories. And then you got Booker saying shucky ducky quack quack here and there. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It makes me mad. He brings emotion out of me. Much better than a robot.
Which is what you want out of these guys. Like, there's people that don't like Joe Tessitore doing football, college football, and other things. But that's Gus Johnson is another person who's a lightning rod. But you're also not going to watch the game because they're on there. Pat McAfee can be really annoying sometimes. And maybe, you know, it's we'll see how it goes with the Gunther thing. Maybe they should give him some time off, you know, before he comes back. But it's break time.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance texted, he goes, I just watched Bosch Legacy on Amazon. It's a streaming series. Nobody is watching episode 4 without seeing episode 1. However, they do a previously on recap before every episode just to remind you of important stuff on the previous show because people with a life can't remember everything. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people think that is shade, but it's true.
Guess what they do before every single fight in the UFC? They show you a little recap about the guy because more than likely you don't know who the hell they are if they're on the undercard.
Yeah.
But it helps a lot.
It does help a lot. Tom, what do you got coming up? Hello.
May 10th. MLW in Chicago. Sold out. So if you don't have your tickets yet, you're probably not going to be there. The next day, May 11th, Asbury Park, New Jersey. I'm taking on the one called Manders for the WXW title for JCW Jersey Championship Wrestling. The following week, AIW Wrestling at the Globe in Cleveland. And then the day after that, Brian, it's you and me and Kurt Angle.
That's right. That's right. We'll be plugging that more in the next couple of weeks. But if you're in the Spokane area, make sure you grab your tickets now. A live podcast with myself, Filthy Four Daily, with Kurt Angle. Never thought I'd say it. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody, but I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Dave and I were up last night, and a Brian and Vinny and Craig show talking the TNA pay-per-view. Lots of stuff there. More coming up tonight. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.